Remember to not put it too high, because...
Hello. Oh, hello. The thing. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. This is... Oh, TKO. almost said the old name. Almost made that mistake. And I'm Tara, one of your hosts.
And I'm Kate. Woo!
Woo!
Yeah!
Should we just do a little preface?
About what?
Didn't plan anything.
I feel like we make this premise every time.
Yeah, so they should know.
So our loyal listeners should know.
My mom, a minute ago, says trying to listen to you on the radio but can't hear anything.
So here we are.
Can you hear me?
At least you can hear us now.
My fingies are crossed.
Whenever you have to read that like intro statement, I get like a rush of the anxiety that I used to get like reading in class.
Really?
You know? Because, like, that's, like, a full sentence.
Yeah.
Info. Did you ever get like that in class?
No, I don't have public speaking fear.
I don't either.
Just something about reading
in class.
But
something about reading. I, like, sometimes when I'm reading, I feel like I skip words. And so when I'm reading in class, I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to skip the most essential word to the sentence.
So you're afraid you're going to be like, you are to WJRH FM,
yeah,
Lafayette, like- Easton. I'm T.
Yeah.
Kate?
Yeah. Exactly that.
That was kind of fun, what I just did.
Reading with that?
I think a fun activity would be to read books and try to leave out random words and make it as funny as possible.
Interesting.
That might not be fun, but it was fun for me just now.
Our friend Juliana and I one night decided to sing a song, but change all the vowels to different vowels. So like anytime there was an A, we changed to like an O.
Okay.
And if there was like an I, it'd be an A. And we just switched around and it was the funniest thing literally ever.
Wait, for reading?
No, singing.
Oh, singing.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was quite funny. I recommend it.
You said that in like a British accent. I recommend it. Kate does a good British accent.
Thank you so much. I was in a show junior year of high school where we did British accents.
Very
solid. Actually did two.
Wow.
I did. RP, which is received... pronunciation, I think, is what it's called, and that's like your classic British accent, very proper. And then Cockney, which is like,
oh yeah,
you know,
like Adele, right?
Maybe like the chimney sweep from Mary Poppins.
Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah, but apparently his is like bad. I don't really know.
Well, what are you gonna do? He's a classic. Oh,
perchance our recording
just started.
Is correct. I guess.
Mom, can you hear me? She just sent me a text. Mom says, can't find the old ones. Well, it's okay, Linda. Okay, got it. That's fine.
Well,
should we? Oh, the O things.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay, so if anyone was listening last week.
Our loyal listeners.
The thing is, with the O thing, you have to listen at the beginning to understand the end. So if you catch us in the middle, you're going to be very confused when we discuss it at the end. So basically what we do, what we've done once, and what we do, you know, is we do a random word generator for the word O. And then we each secretly select an O word. And then we have to slip it into the conversation. And then at the end, the other person has to try to guess what the other person's O word is. I think I explained that.
I feel like great. It makes sense. Very, very
Thank
well.
You. Okay. Should we do it?
I just got mine.
Oh.
While Kate was talking, I cheated. And I did it ahead.
Well, then you're going to have to fill some space right now while I do the same.
Let me tell you guys about my day. Which you all really want to hear about. Which I possibly also say to
no
one.
Mine is hard. Sorry.
No, I love that.
I just got it.
Mine... Well, actually, you don't get to know anything about mine.
Okay.
Challenge accepted?
Yep.
Word. Peace.
Okay.
Is your word okay? You're like, mine's hard.
It's so hard.
What if you were just trying to get inside my head?
Mm.
Now I'm going to be on edge.
On?
It's not on. That would be too easy. I'd be like, I can't avoid. Well, actually, maybe that would be the best word of all.
There are so many words that start with O.
I know, you never think about it.
For example, no, I'm kidding.
For a second, I was like, for example, doesn't start with O. Oh, Tara.
Uh-huh.
Not our names, though. Consonants.
You know it.
T and K.
You know it.
Wait, actually, let's talk about our days.
Okay,
tell me about your day.
Today? Yeah. This day?
Yeah.
Today, I feel like I have not done a lot, but I've tried to do a lot, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I had a meeting for my independent study, and then I went back to my house, and I tried to do some, sorry, I'm fidgeting with my water bottle, and I realized that that's probably really annoying to hear. And I tried to do work for, like, legitimately 3 hours.
I saw you went to the library.
Well, that was phase two. This is phase one.
Oh.
I was at my house literally just sitting in front of my computer. And I was like, let me eat and watch a video. And I was just there existing, not doing work.
Okay.
So then I had a meet. Then I went to my professor's office hours. And then I went to the library. And I went for probably one of the first times ever. I went to the silent room in the library.
Oh, my God. I've never been.
Which I thought I would hate. But I feel like I was fairly productive. I mean, I was doing a pretty easy task that took way longer than it should have. But in terms of, like, I did get it done.
Wow. Congrats.
Yeah. So I have been productive, but not as productive as I could have been. If that makes sense.
That's a fallacy. Ignore the capitalist order of the world. I think... Yeah, as long as my mom always says, if she was listening, she could emphasize this. She always says, if you can get one thing done a day, that's all you need to do.
I like that.
Just keeps you moving. You don't need to feel like, because if you want to get, it's easy to feel overwhelmed. Like, you can always get more stuff done. So then you're always never going to feel like you did enough. But if you did your one thing, you can feel okay about it. And if you do more than that, great. You've exceeded expectations. A little wisdom from Linda.
I like that.
Yeah, it made me feel better when she said that to me. I think I was very overwhelmed at the time. And she was like, you just need to do one thing today, baby. So she never says baby, but I thought that'd be a fun little addition to that sentence.
My dad always says, like, I feel like I'm thinking of it in the context of, like, laundry. But, like, if you have a big pile of laundry, just, like, do a couple things at a time. Or, like, oh, if you have, like, if you have a big, messy room, just, like, you know, clean up a couple things every day and then it'll be clean. But I am not someone who is a fan of that. Really? I like to commit all of my energy to one task until it is done.
Yeah.
And then move on to something else. Like, I will get so invested in, like, the dumbest things.
I remember you once saying, you were like, oh, I like to decorate cookies or something. And then you were like, I sit down for 6 hours and meticulously add. And I was like, wow.
Yeah, like, I love a small task that I can just put 100% of my focus and energy into.
And I love that for you.
Thanks.
This goes back to our last episode where we were saying if you could combine, like, two people into one, I think if you combined your attention to detail and ability to maintain energy over one task with my super energetic desire to start things and never finish them, we would be really productive.
Wow. That's interesting. I have a lot of, like, half done tasks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I'll, like, make the cookies and the frosting, decorate four, and be like, well, they're fine unfrosted.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
No. And then the frosted ones will just be special. Because I'm tired.
Oh, I can't wait to make sugar cookies for the winter season. That just got me in the mood for that. Oh,
it's hitting fall time now. It's your season.
I know. I'm loving the fact that it's fall. Not loving that it's not quite cold enough.
It's not really crisp yet.
No. Mm-mm. When I went home for fall break, great transition to that. Like, probably like half of the leaves were changed, maybe even less, because it hasn't been cold enough yet.
I don't know. Well, I do know why. It's sad. But
climate change.
Climate change, man.
But I was sad. But there were a couple leaves that I got a little good crunch on, which was good.
Yes. A little rain boots moment in the crunch of the leaves.
Nothing. It was just a sneaker moment, but rain boots would have been even more powerful.
I'm trying to, like, man, you're like, why are you telling me what happened? I'm like, what if it was like this?
If it was rain boots, though, can you imagine the amount of crunch I could get? Oh.
Crunch, 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 crunch.
How was your fall break?
It was pretty good. I mean, I stayed here because I live very far away. And I thought I was going to have a bunch of relaxing time to myself. And I somehow managed to fill every second of that fall break. Is the computer dead?
No, it said entering power saving mode. I think we're okay though. Oh, wow. You sound like a dog. Maybe you click on the other screen.
Oh, probably right.
And
we're back. Yeah, fall break was good.
What did you fill your time with?
Well, let's get into it. I did work. I did check-ins. I ran into people.
Check-ins.
With my residents. And then I helped at the library. Promo. At the library, we're doing this exhibit based off a book called Hostile Terrain. Basically about how, like, migrants trying to migrate up from Latin America into the U.S. have to, like, cross through these, like, really hostile terrains like the Arizona desert. And this is kind of a sad transition, but a lot of them die in the desert because it's just a really brutal environment. And so we're doing this big exhibit in the library where we have, like, one of the walls is, like, a map of Arizona, and then we fill out toe tags for each person whose body was found. And then we, like, pin them to where they were found. So it's a very time-consuming project. And so we've been doing, like, I mean, I have only volunteered, like, a couple sessions. But, like, Professor Sauce Landa and, like, Alex Ruiz and, like, Becca Scott, who are really working on it, they're there, like, every day for hours.
Wow.
Like, and they've been doing that for weeks.
Wow.
So I helped out for a couple sessions over the weekend. So that was, like, 3-4 hours on Saturday and Sunday, which was worth it, but time-consuming. And then I think, on Saturday I did fall break rounds, like duty, which I didn't have to walk around. I just had to be on call. But I did have a little situation, which I probably can't talk about. But I was like, this was supposed to be easier. Supposedly I earned $25 because it's like you get $25 for volunteering to do break duty or something.
Oh.
I don't know if I've seen it in my account yet, though. Res life. Just kidding. It's fine. No drama here. And I'm only on the weekend. What happened on the weekdays?
Gosh.
This was actually on Friday. One of my friends who lives nearby on a farm drove me to her house.
Wow.
I got to see her farm.
That's so fun.
It was cute.
Yeah.
And then we also got Five Guys, which I paid for later. My body paid. We won't get into that.
Oh, gosh.
But it's okay. It was yummy. And on Monday and Tuesday, there were ISA fall break activities. So then I did, like, what was the order of it? We did, like, Monday was a dinner and then a movie in the evening. And then Tuesday was a, like, during the day, we went to Rice's Village and the Peddler, no, Rice's Market and the Peddler's Village, which if anyone is from around here, I did not know about these before this, but Rice's Market is, like, a farmer's market type thing, and Peddler's Village is like a...
I'll tell you. I'm doing an Instagram promo, but I'll tell you when I'm taking the... Oh.
Okay. What?
I got a cool little... sorry, this is not meant to...
No, I'm like easily distracted.
There's a glare on the camera.
What did we... Oh, Peddler's Village. It's like this little shopping area with lots of like scarecrows and like walkthrough things.
Okay, ready?
Yeah. I'm going to pose.
Wonderful. Killed it.
And so there was that, and that was fun. We got lunch. So that just took up a lot of time. That was from like 8 to 4 on Tuesday. And then I had to do work. Monday I visited Aaron's family.
Fun.
Because they live like 30 minutes away. So we went out to lunch with them. And then we went shopping. And then we drove back. Somehow, just so many things.
It's a lot. Yeah.
And I had no plans like right before it. And it just all filled up. I just have a habit of committing myself to everything that comes my way.
Recently, I like got asked to like tutor psych students, and my initial instinct was like, yes, add a thing onto my schedule because it is good to do things. But then I realized like, no, you do not have the time to do that. You don't have to say yes to every opportunity, and it's nice to like have someone offer that to you, and maybe it would be something that I would really enjoy, but you have to pick and choose what you spend your time on.
That's true.
Which I was telling my research advisor, she's also my academic advisor and also whatever, a bunch of stuff. But I was telling her, because she like recommended me for it, and she was like, that's something I wish I had learned when I was 20, that you have to like choose your battles.
Wow, so she basically was like, you're a good fit for this and you're wise. Wow. Go, Kate, go.
Yeah, you know.
You should talk about Hasan Minhaj.
Oh, my gosh.
Who she saw over fall break.
Okay, yeah. So I saw him over fall break. It was so good. It was kind of a stressful situation because I was driving back. I left campus at 11:40. I wanted to leave 11. I was driving with my friend from home. And I was like, whatever, 11:40 will be fine. It's like a 5-hour drive usually. Maybe a little bit more, even if it's, you know, even if it's a little more, we'll get there. We'll get back at like maybe 6.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get back at 5. I'm mm-hmm. like, even if it's over 5 hours, that'll be fine. Then it's the Friday of Indigenous Peoples Day weekend. So uh-huh. like understandable that it was busy, mm-hmm. but it took like 6 hours and like 45 minutes. And we had to make a few stops. Usually, I don't stop because I like committed. To finish the task yeah. as you know, effectively as possible. But we had to make some bathroom stops. There was a bunch of traffic, and I thought my show was at 8:30, but it turned out that it was actually at 7:30.
Oh my god!
So I'm like, oh, even if I get back at 7, like I have an hour and a half. Like you know, that seemed doable to me.
Yeah.
No, I did not have that time. So I, after like almost 7 hours in the car, I finally get home and I literally run inside, go to the bathroom. My dad had gotten a sweater for me and there was a dinner waiting for me. And I got into his car and he drove me off to the show. So it was kind of stressful, but I ended up getting there at 7:18.
Mm.
And I didn't realize that they actually opened the doors at 7:30.
Perfect.
So it was perfect timing. I even had to wait in line.
It all worked out.
So it worked out well. The opener was pretty funny. I don't know his name. It sounded like potato something, but I know that can't be it. He was this like gay guy and he was funny. And he was like, whenever, every like couple minutes, he'd be like, if you're just coming in, catch you up. I'm gay. Moving on. And he was just like so funny and like hilarious. I don't know if I would say hilarious. He was funny. His jokes were a little like, they were about like Great British Bake Off. And I was like, okay. Nothing groundbreaking.
Yeah.
But the main act was so good. I would say hilarious, groundbreaking,
uh-huh.
life altering.
Yeah.
He was just so good at like navigating like through serious moments and like funny moments and like, if he was just controlling the crowd, you know, like if he started saying something serious, everyone was like silent, and then he would just like break it with a joke and move on and go to all these topics. It was very beautiful.
Mm.
Had some great you know, deep themes in it, and I very much enjoyed it.
Wow.
So I'm very excited for it hopefully to be on Netflix so I can watch
yeah.
it again.
Yeah, and I would love to see it.
Yeah.
We would love to see it.
Yeah. It was called King's Jester.
Hmm.
Because basically one of his like themes was that like no one is too powerful to be like made fun of.
Mm-hmm.
And in his Netflix show, Patriot Act, he like went after a lot of like big people. Like freaking, you know, kings and politicians and very rich people. And he talked about in his show how like it was dangerous for him to do that, and so he had to like sort of like pull it back. His wife was like, calm down. But it was just like a cool, I kept trying to figure out like what the King's Jester meant, and then it made mm-hmm. sense.
That's very cool.
Yeah,
he's got big brain.
He really does. He has such a big brain. Which I think anyone who does comedy does.
Mm-hmm.
But his is like, I like how he has the serious moments and the funny moments.
Yeah. He doesn't just have a quick brain. He has a quick big brain.
Mm.
And it's hard to keep the big brains moving. It's easy to get sluggish. He keeps that locomotive on the rails.
Wow, locomotive.
Imagine if that started with O.
Oh my god.
That would be such a good drop.
Ugh.
but it doesn't.
Unfortunately.
Wow, so you saw Hasan Minhaj. Mm-hmm. The timing secretly worked out perfectly. Mm-hmm. Although maybe it was a little stressful. Mm-hmm. And he was great. And you went with your friend, right?
Mm-hmm. My friend from home.
And then what about the rest of break?
The rest of my break was visiting family and sleeping. The first, like, Saturday morning, we were going to my grandparents' beach house. And so my mom was waking me up to go. And she said she came in at 9:30. And I was, like, knocked out, mouth open, like, literally just, like, deeply in sleep. And so she just closed the door and waited, like, an hour and then came back in to wake me up. Because I was literally just, like, ugh.
She's like, I'm not going to break her into this REM cycle.
She was like, I can't. She's probably wouldn't get up.
Another but dimension.
My bed at home is truly heavenly.
Really?
It is the softest, pillowiest thing ever. My friends at home literally call it like the best bed in town.
Wow.
It's a cloud. Yeah. I don't know what it is about it. It's just something about the sheets. They're just like a little puffy and like the right material. It's just perfect.
I want to sleep in your bed now.
I think you have.
Is this the same bed as the one that was in your old house? Yeah. Then yes, I have.
But, you know, I feel like maybe you may, because it was, you know, just a one-off night. Maybe you didn't have the life changing.
I didn't take the time to appreciate it.
Or maybe you just, you know, it's always your first sleep in a new bed maybe isn't the best. And I respect that. I understand.
Maybe it was the best and I just don't remember it. Mm. I don't have any bad memories. I know I slept fine that night. I was back. Mm. Wow.
Wow.
And we've been talking for 20 minutes just about, like, what we've been up to for the last 5 days.
I mean, isn't that what this thing is?
Isn't that just the nature of the show? If we could do impressions, that would be such a fun show.
Oh, can you imagine? It'd be like a whole cast of characters were in here with us instead of just the two of us.
They'd be like, are you sure there's only two people there? I'm pretty sure there's 20 people in that room. But
this is the most low-key podcast I think we've had.
This episode?
Something about the vibes are just sleepy.
I'm calm.
Calm, yeah. I think maybe because it's cloudy out today, that's a factor. Mm-hmm. We just had fall break, that's mm-hmm. a factor.
We've, like, relaxed. Normally I have a meeting right before this.
Oh.
I canceled it. Because I'm the maker of the meeting. Normally, ooh. I'm the goer of the meeting.
Mm.
I was the maker of the meeting.
Wow. That's
it was strange. Questionable of me to cancel it, but I just didn't want to go. I was like, And so I just, like, went to, I, like, drew.
You drew?
I drew. I'm not an artist. I just drew. And then I ate some chocolate peanut butter cups.
Oh.
Yeah. Not Reese's, or I would have said that.
Oh, what were they?
They were Justin's.
Oh, those are good too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, why did I say it so weird? And I was like, well, it would be a lie if I said the brand.
Yeah. No, I like the Justin's. Are those promoted to be like healthier?
I think they're supposed to be like organic.
Organic,
I don't know. It probably doesn't really make a difference at all.
No, those are good. I like them. I like them. Aren't they like thinner than Reese's?
I had the mini ones, so they were kind of chonk. Oh. But I feel like the Justin's maybe. The peanut butter is, like, a little less heavy, I guess. And then the chocolate is, like, less... It's just a little bit less intense.
Isn't it,
intense.
Like, darker?
Yeah, I think so.
It's like a darker chocolate.
Yeah. It's, like, less American, like, junk foody.
Mm.
You know?
Less processed, maybe.
Yeah.
Hence, organic. There, it all makes
sense. We've circularly described what it means to be organic.
We've orbited around the word organic and just explained it in a different way.
Well.
My family is texting about our pod.
Really?
Yeah.
Do they have anything they want us to say on air?
My sister said, is it loading? I hope so.
Is it loading?
I don't know.
Text us, you guys, if it's loading.
Text us if you can hear us right now.
If we don't hear from you in 5 minutes, we're going to assume you're not okay. Because if you were...
we're not okay.
We're definitely not okay.
Yeah, it might be that.
We might be going a little crazy in here.
The Justin's thing sent me on a... I always thought, and maybe this is a thing, but I always thought that they should make just like a container of peanut butter that is the inside of a peanut butter cup. Because that peanut butter is so good.
Oh, they should do that.
Yeah. I love the peanut butter in a peanut butter cup.
It's, like, sweeter and, like, it's not as, like, oily, you know?
Yeah. I feel like it has,
like thick.
It has, like, a little bit of a texture to it, maybe.
Yeah, it does, for
like
sure.
Like, a little bit of a grainy situation.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm sitting like this.
No, Kate's sitting in the most natural way of all time. Do you think they make it? Should we look?
I'm sure they... Oh, do you... Oh, I thought you meant, like...
Oh, like, do they make it, or do they outsource it to, like,
I'm
yeah.
Like, I'm sure they do.
Jar of Reese's peanut butter? But I don't want it to be, like, normal peanut butter.
No, I want it to be the peanut butter they put in the cups.
I can't tell if it's, like, what the filling is. Mm. Jar of Reese's filling peanut butter. Do they know? It didn't load. Oh, it's back.
Nothing is more enjoyable than listening to you, like, explain your, as you search, how you're searching.
Oh. I've never thought about it like that. I'm just like, they're listening. They need the narration.
No, it's good.
I simply do not know if this is, they sell Reese's peanut butter, but I don't know if it's peanut butter or the filling.
Oh. Wait, what?
Like, Reese's has a peanut butter they sell. Mm. But I don't know if it's, like, the filling. Because clearly we have a very specific need. It looks... low-key, I want to buy it. Guys, what if we bought it in the next episode taste test?
What if it's... Yeah.
Yeah?
We should do that.
We should start doing taste tests on this thing. What's Publix? It's available at Publix. Okay, it's also available on Amazon. I'm just being annoying. But I don't want to buy two. Well, I guess I can bar. My two jars.
It's really bad. Well, it probably won't be. I'm very curious if it's actually the filling or if it's just peanut butter.
I don't know. Let me go to the Amazon comments.
Have you ever been to, like, a bakery where they made, like, or, like, a chocolate place where they make their own peanut butter cups? Because I feel like, honestly, they're never as good.
Oh.
I feel like the chocolate's always too thick.
Yeah, because they pour in, like, a really heavy... Because I think if they're doing them by hand instead of, like, a machine that can, like, level it off. Mm. It is always very thick chocolate. And then also I think because the peanut butter is just, like, normal peanut butter and they haven't, like, made it the way it is, then it feels, like, so thick in your mouth. I don't know. That's my thought.
I wonder if the stuff in Reese's peanut butter cups has, like, more than just peanut butter in the middle.
I think it does.
It does?
I'm like, because I think I watched, do you remember those before Bon Appetit went downhill? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like how it's, where like Claire Saffitz would like make gourmet versions. I think when she made the Reese's peanut butter, she like added like sugar to it and like, or like powdered sugar or something.
Yeah. So their peanut butter is not going to be that.
No. And the Amazon reviews, let me read. It's not doing so well, you guys. Jif peanut butter in a Reese's label. I love this peanut butter, but when ordered from Amazon, the consistency... Oh, well, that's Amazon's problem. My boyfriend loves Reese's, so it surprised him I bought this product. Little did I know, it wasn't even close to Reese's peanut butter. I would give 0 stars if I could, not Reese's flavor.
Oh.
Why don't you just put regular peanut butter on the label? Shoot.
Yeah, it seems like people were having the same dilemma that we're having.
That's just... Why can't I buy it?
I want to buy it now.
Let me give you my money.
We can just corner that market. We can start making.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah.
We should, Kate.
Yeah.
Such a fun thing for us to do.
What?
We can't do this on air. I'm sorry, you guys. Such a fun thing for... Why did I whisper it like that?
Just a little secret for the listeners.
A little secret. A fun thing for us to do would be, like, when there's, like, enough time, like, on Saturday or something, we could, like, try to make our product. So we'll get, like, peanut butter and powdered sugar and whatever else we think should go in it.
Okay.
And then we'll do some, like, experimental batches. Mm-hmm. And then until we get it. And then we'll jar it.
Okay.
And we'll
become millionaires.
Or we could put it into tiny little, we could tell, like, mini version. And then people will get hooked. And then we expand our business. But actually, it would be so fun if we tried to make it one weekend.
Yeah, we should try, because I will literally eat that by the spoonful.
Yeah, it's so good.
Okay, let's do it.
Do you like, in Oreos, do you like the Oreo filling more or the cookie more?
The filling.
Yeah, right?
100%.
I think they sell the filling, though.
Oh, really?
Well, let me lift my cellular device. I'm pretty sure I've seen this before.
I genuinely don't understand people who like the cookie more.
It's like,
I'm like, have you had the filling? Have you even tried it?
It's also like, the cookie tastes like everything else ever. You eat the Oreo for the filling.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, the computer keeps turning off. I guess I'm not touching it.
Oh, my dad said it's not loading.
Wow, that's really unfortunate.
What?
To be fair, this thing was very... What if it doesn't save this? This was such a fun episode.
Oh, man.
I'm pretty sure they sell the filling. Did they literally not? This is going to drive me insane.
Oh, it's not loading on the website.
At all?
Why?
Like when they click to play.
Like, yeah, it just has a little loading symbol and then nothing more.
Shoot.
Gosh, can we just have one podcast that works?
No one's...
I feel like it's not... It shouldn't be that hard.
How many times have we been in the studio? Three?
This year?
Yeah.
I think three.
And none of them have worked.
But it's not our fault, is it?
No, it's not. No, it's not. We do all the things we're supposed to do. I blame the world.
I blame the world. Wait, why? That's so upsetting.
I don't know. I've listened to my friends do stuff on here. Why won't ours work? I didn't rewatch the video. I wonder if something changed. Like the video explaining it.
Well, that's a bummer.
Well. So is it really just us in here?
I think it might be.
I like to imagine that there's like a little...
Even last week, it like says the name of the podcast. It says the description, but there's nowhere to play it.
What? Wait, let me open the website. I'm irritated by this reality. My mom also couldn't figure it out, but I just thought she just couldn't figure it out.
No, because you press the thing at the
top.
Oh,
it is just loading.
But it does. It just never loads.
Yeah, literally. Also, it's still called her podcast.
It is?
On this website.
Last time, I swear, it said TKO.
What's going on? What is... Did I just click her podcast or something? Is that why there's a problem? Is this like no longer an active show? Should I end this episode?
Sure.
We have nothing to lose. No one's listening.
Except for if anyone put on this station.
It's just like driving on the radio.